Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
You stick around and join the celebration with Robert Redford, Christopher Reeve, Bonnie Raitt, Don Henley, George McGovern, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Morgan Freeman, Ted Danson, William Ruckelshaus, Richard Schweiker, Theodore Roosevelt IV, Sydney Wildsmith, all your friends and the whole wild world of wilderness as we get ready for the Americans for Wilderness Celebration when we continue on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Well, we are back, and we have on this segment Doug Scott. Now, Doug Scott is a wilderness champion. My God, he goes way back to the 60s in terms of writing and researching about wilderness and the history of wilderness. He's been involved with the Wilderness Society, the Sierra Club. And just recently, Doug, you made a rather wonderful announcement about 2004, the 40th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. And you know what? This is a mainstream celebration that's going to go on all year. I'd love to hear what you can share about Americans for Wilderness.
Well, Americans for Wilderness is a group of, a very diverse group of distinguished Americans, thoroughly bipartisan, not an advocacy group, and its purpose is to help the work of nonprofit organizations, the Wilderness Society, the Sierra Club, and many, many others, and the federal agencies to call attention of the American people to the pride we all ought to feel in the fact that in 40 years, using the power of the Wilderness Act, one of the most important conservation measures that Congress has ever enacted, that we have preserved so much of America's original wilderness all across this country, 106 million acres in 44 of the 50 states, in areas that expand. The largest area in the system is 13 million acres across two national park units in the Brooks Range of Alaska. The smallest is a 5-acre National Wildlife Refuge island in Florida, and everything in between. This is not all the wilderness that will be saved eventually, but there's lots more to come. But the fact that almost 5% of all the land in all ownerships in the United States is protected as wilderness with the full strength of federal law is a huge achievement, and we all ought to take pride in preserving this. Pride because it's an achievement of people. The great thing we celebrate in all the things that will be going on with Americans for Wilderness and many other organizations in the next 6 months as we come up to the September 3rd, 2004 40th anniversary of the signing of the Wilderness Act, all those things that are going on are really celebrations of the fact that it's people who save wilderness. It's the waitress in a casino in Nevada who spends her free time poring over, visiting and studying and preparing proposals and organizing people and writing letters and all of it takes on her spare time to build the public support that leads to the protection of an important area that was signed into law by President Bush 2 years ago. It's the story of the organic pear grower in Central California who heard that the Forest Service was going to be eroding and logging a mountain that was always her close neighbor and a great favorite wild spot. And she said, oh, no, they're not. And she organized with lots of other people, and Snow Mountain is in the wilderness system today. I could tell stories for 3 hours about people like that, like Bob Agutter, who are working at the grassroots to promote and get Congress to protect wilderness areas that they know and love the best. The Wilderness Act is a people's law.
It certainly is, and I think particularly as it relates to wilderness, it really isn't a political issue. It gets tied in with these kinds of things, but quite honestly, I do believe that the vast majority of Americans are extremely supportive of preserving and maintaining wilderness. You know, wilderness and the ethic, I believe, is intimately tied in with what I would call the American spirit and the sense of who we are. We need places to go and get away and to dream and to imagine. And I oftentimes wonder, you know, if we didn't have these areas, what would happen to our vision of ourselves? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, Sidney, you touch on an extremely important point. While the natural tendency, I think, of a lot of people is to think of wilderness as a recreation area, the place you go to backpack or hunt or fish in a really wild setting, the functions, the purposes of wilderness are so much broader. And one of those functions is that our wilderness is a uniquely American concept, now being adopted in other countries who are modeling their approach after our Wilderness Act. But it's somehow bound up with what we are as a people, the thing that brings us together with all the diversity of the American people. That brings us together and says, in our heritage, we have these common things. We have the Liberty Bell. We have the Declaration of Independence. We have the great concept of religious tolerance. We have these fundamental things about our freedom. And a part of that fundamental American culture was born in us as a people by our encounter with the wilderness frontier. And as the frontier was pushed back and settlement swept across this country in just a few short decades, it became important to people to say, we're going to save some of it, because we want our children to understand what the earth that we have, of which we've developed so much, what the earth undeveloped can speak to them. And when I think about why we save wilderness, I don't think about the backpacking. I think about the humility. It is an enormous act of human humility to say we could change this landscape. We could impose our human will on this ecosystem. But we choose not to. We choose to do the best job we can of saying, inside the boundary of these wilderness areas, nature rules. And we are nature's guests when we visit. And as valuable as that is to you and to me and to everyone listening today, I know that our grandchildren's 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 grandchildren are going to bless us for having left this huge part of the American experience, the American history, the American culture, for them, all those generations in the future. Wilderness is about, it's a funny word, perpetuity. Wilderness is to be preserved forever. And in that, it's that long view. And I just tell you, as a wilderness advocate and lobbyist, my attitude is, we ought to save a lot more wilderness. We ought to add to this system. We ought to celebrate the 40th anniversary as an opportunity to renew our commitment to protect even more. Because I am firmly believe that however much we save, future generations will not judge that we saved too much. They will judge that we protected too little.
Very well put. You know, boy, the time just seems to fly, and it would be fun to talk with you for a long time. And hey, that's why it's important for people to consider going up to Seattle on the 23rd and 24th for the 2004 Northwest Wilderness Conference. You'll be the keynote speaker there.
Yes.
Well, that'll be exciting, and people have a chance to really hear what you have to say when you have a chance to let your hair down and rock and roll, as they say, about wilderness. You know, I do want to say, I also, on the website, we have a link to your piece, People Protecting Wilderness for People. I encourage people to go there. They can go there and actually get this document. To me, it's a very beautiful, very precise way of covering the concept, people protecting wilderness for people. So I encourage people to go there. And why don't you talk, also, it's September 3rd, we have about a minute left. Let's talk about some of what's going to happen here between now and the official 40th.
Well, one thing is that's going to happen, Sydney, is that there will be a continuing, what's already going on, drives in dozens of states to get Congress to designate additional wilderness areas. And what better way to celebrate the 40th anniversary than to have a lot of new areas protected, areas that have been threatened that can now be designated in the wilderness system. And I do want to urge you, your listeners to visit the website wildernessforever.org. There are connections there that you can connect to local groups. You can in your area that are working for wilderness and planning celebration events right in your state, in your locality. You'll find links at wildernessforever.org.
We're part of the best network of amazing people in the world, those of us who get it. I think Doug agrees with that. Boy, there's our show again, and I'm sorry, we're going to have to wait till next week to continue. You're listening to the Wild Side News Show, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.